9/11 by Benjamin Boone.
September 11th, 2001.
You never knew it was going to happen.
I was at my mom's place.
I was in Santa Cruz.
I was at home at the time.
September 11th, 2001.
I was in Santa Cruz.
I was at home at the time.
Hawaii. In the morning, I talked
to my mom.
September 11th.
She just started.
Now I've got
I know our country is falling apart.
I didn't know what to do. I just saw the whole nation shut down.
As this huge, giant building, and then the rest of it was flat.
Not knowing what's gonna happen next.
Enough hurt, enough dying.
Just waiting.
We didn't know what was going on, so
here we go.
You never knew it was gonna happen.
I was crying.
It blew my mind. I was trying to understand.
It felt like I was dreaming.
The disbelief in
it wasn't really real.
No, I felt really close.
And it really scared me. You know, I didn't know what was gonna happen.
Nothing was safe.
Everything. I can't believe it. You just can't believe it's really happening. You think you're in a nightmare.
I can't ever imagine anything like that happening.
It's not really happening.
It's not really happening.
It's not really happening.
Following the news.
I was just sitting watching the news all day.
Nothing was safe.
You never knew it was going to happen.
Trying to, understand. Watching the TV.
You can't control it.
It actually happened.
It actually happened.
Thought I had dreamt was actually real.
It actually happened.
Wow. This could happen in real life.
Just saw the whole nation shut down. It was incredible. I couldn't believe it.
Think of it as 911 emergency, and that's all.
Emergency.
That's all. Think of it as 911 emergency. 911. That's all.
Emergency.
911.
This is the way it's supposed to be. And
think of it as
911
emergency.
September 11th, 911, emergency.
Thank you. immediately broke down
just
and
shocking.
Such awe and shock, awe and shock. And
devastating.
Angering.
Shocking.
Disbelief.
This could happen.
Even though I knew she wasn't in New York,
horrific.
And I didn't have any family or friends
it
really work.
It didn't hit me.
I was still
it
scared.
Just, I could not sleep because you didn't know what was going to happen next. And
over time,
you didn't know.
Almost each one
you
of
didn't
us
know what was going
started
on.
To cry or shed a couple tears.
For a long time, I couldn't sleep because I was afraid.
I immediately broke down into tears.
Intense.
It's really hard for me to...
I thought about death a lot.
I really hate to say it. It's really hard for me to look at a person of Middle Eastern descent and not think of September 11th every single time that
it's
I see
explain.
Them.
Hard to explain.
Terror.
Filled with sadness.
Frustration.
Horrid feeling. You're in such awe and shock.
I was overwhelmed.
Devastating.
But yeah, I still feel it.
Shocking.
Not and I don't want to say hate, but I'm really,
horrific.
Really upset still.
Disbelief.
And I don't plan on visiting the Middle East anytime soon.
It's devastating for me and... It's really hard. It's really hard.
September 11th, 2001. God be with you, we whisper softly, even now as a plane soars overhead, carrying mothers, brothers, strangers. We will never forget the day the sky became numb and empty, silent. Fathers, sisters, friends fell to the ground that day, from the skies, from the concrete, from our lives, but never from our hearts. We froze, we mourned, and we prayed. The pain and the fury shook our souls, tormenting. Soon afterward, a single pair of F-16s shot up into the curious clouds, roaring with ominous might. Our entire nation was one, the sons and daughters, barely beginning to grieve, some in black, some in tears, some overcome with helplessness.
Think of it as 911 emergency. This is the way it's supposed to be in
911 emergency.
This is the way it's supposed to be in.
Think of it as
911 emergency.
September 11th.
911.
September 11th.
911.
September 11th.
911.
September 11th.
911.
September 11th.
911. Emergency.
September 11th.
911. Emergency.
September 11th.
Emergency. Emergency.
September 11th.
911. Emergency.
September 11th.
911. Emergency.
Someone's attacking where I live. I need to defend it. You know, I need to.
September 11th.
You do the same thing people before me have done to make sure democracy can continue in the fashion that we want.
September 11th.
I immediately broke down into tears.
September 11th.
And called my mother to tell her how much I loved her.
September 11th.
September 11th.
I thought about death a lot.
September 11th.
attacking where I live. I need to defend it.
I thought about death a lot. September 11th.
The whole nation shut down.
September 11th.
We didn't know what was going on.
September 11th.
I was overwhelmed with anger.
September 11th. Emergency. September 11th.
The whole nation shut down.
Emergency. September 11th.
911.
September 11th, 2001.
Hatred against not just Muslims, it was just people that were thought to be Islamic.
Sometimes it even makes you be a little more judgmental when you see somebody that maybe you think, hey, that guy, he might be the next bomb carrier, you know, but you don't know him, and you don't know that his family has lived here for 20 or 30 years, you know. So, I mean, definitely I think it has affected judgment of a lot of people, including myself. You know, I try not to, but How can you avoid it?
I think that people just need, you know, to vent some way, and they need to get their aggressions out. So they just, like, blame on somebody else.
It's just like what happened in World War II with the Japanese population.
Respecting other cultures and other people around you.
They're people, too. It's a culture, and our culture is different. And to think that they're bad because of that is ludicrous.
I guess you could say other countries may even have the right to be angry at us.
Supporting Israel didn't help. It's a genocide both ways over there, and it's funded on one side by the Americans. You know, they wanted to say, you know what, we can do it right back. And we'll use American-made things too.
It seems like our separation, it has almost led us to having this attack. And that by separating ourselves from the rest of the world, we're only doing the same thing over again.
I've never been an advocate of war or anything like that, but it sort of opens your eyes, I guess, and I still don't like war, but I can't say that I am against this particular one.
I think war is the most impossible way to make something better.
I'd like to put my trust in the government, I guess.
We need something, you know, there's all, something that can define this presidency. America wants something to hold on to, something to be their own again. You know, like, well, we went into this war and look, we won. Yeah, go America, you know.
Just going back and rah-rah, you know, let's destroy everybody. Is that the way to do it?
We should start listening more. Understanding what the people, what had them be so angry at us to do that. Give them a space to actually let them say what they need to say.
I think that the memory is forever engraved in our minds. It's something that you'll think about forever.
I think it bonded our country.
Coming together and unity, pulled together as a community and as people of the nation.
And so it's sad that something so tragic would bring so many people together.
And I just think it hurt the most to realize that it had to be an event like this that made me realize how much I'm happy to be alive and how much I love everyone in my life.
It unified us.
I think we appreciate each other a lot more.
Not take those moments for granted.
What's really more important is the difference we make in people's lives.
Look at the people around me and like what I do as a person, you know, and try to make the best that I can be.
It's brought me back to my faith with God, slowly.
I was overwhelmed with anger. I was really mad. I really wanted to hurt someone, and I didn't know who to hurt. And, you know, it was real soon that I realized that there had already been enough hurt and enough dying.
You really learned to appreciate life after that day.
Here I have this freedom, all these choices, all these great opportunities, and all I had to do was live.
I think the symbols like the American flag and just the colors red, white, and blue, and certain songs like the national anthem mean a whole lot more to people now than they did before. I think it's hard to not sit through a national anthem and not get choked up.
I don't try to live my life like it's the last day or anything, but I do try to live to be happy.
For anyone who has sat down and actually thought about this incident, for anyone who has a heart, I think it's really hard not to get choked up and to be really proud to be an American.
So I learned that, you know, to kind of go day by day and just kind of enjoy life, you know, as it is, and not worry about, you know, the future that much, you know, and just enjoy life.
I felt very close to September 11th because I knew what it was like the next day not to have a daddy there.
Appreciating what they have right now.
We can't stop living.
You really learn to appreciate life.
You just have to try and live every day to your fullest.
Move forward and continue with life.
For a long time, I couldn't sleep because I was afraid. I thought about death a lot. And then I realized that I can't let that run my life. There's got to be something bigger out there to turn to and to look forward to. So
every day, I just listen to how beautiful the world is, the birds, the wind, smelling roses, and just taking time out to appreciate that I'm still alive and I can still enjoy things around me that I used to not pay attention to.
Thank you.
2001. We will never forget the day the sky became numb and empty, silent. Fathers, sisters, friends fell to the ground that day, from the skies, from the concrete, from our lives, but never from our hearts. September 11th, 2001.